This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock. Well, my name is Shatish Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Tuesday, that is 7th of January. Well, Indian markets rebounded after 2 days of fall on Tuesday, pushing Nifty 50 back above 12,000 levels on ease in Middle East tensions, which led to cool off in crude oil prices and a stronger rupee. Now, in fact, Sensex rallied by about 200 points, while the Nifty 50 rose above 50 points to close above 12,050 levels on Tuesday. Now, rupee was stronger on Tuesday after it rose around about 71.72 paisa against the dollar. Oil surrendered some hefty gains and was trading around about $68 a barrel. That's what Reuters data showed. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Now, the Sensex rose by 192 points to close at 40,869, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 59 points at 12,052. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, energy, finance, metals, and healthcare stocks, while profit-taking was seen in telecom, IT, consumer durable, and public sector indices. Now, the broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index was up 0.65%, while the small-cap index rose by nearly 1%. Now, the next question that I'm sure most of the retail investors would have is the worst over? Well, the Nifty did manage to reclaim 12,000 levels on a closing basis, but it faced pressure at high levels. In fact, the index fell 100 points from its intraday high of 12,152. Now, 100-point drop from the high does suggest that there is some pressure at higher levels. In fact, at best, traders can still stay cautious and the bullish momentum will resume once the index manages to close past 12,200 levels. Now, experts still suggest a sell on rise strategy as the upside seems capped as stability in crude oil prices and currency seem to have provided temporary relief to investors. Now, Bank Nifty also wiped out majority of the intraday gains. Below 31,900, Bank Nifty is in a near-term weaker zone. In fact, recoveries are unlikely to sustain as a trend has been fractured. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, let's look at various stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, realty index was up 1.8%, followed by the energy index that gained 1.02%, and the metal index was up 0.6%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Biocon, Bharti Infratel, UPL, NMDC, as well as Ramco Cement. Nifty gainers include stocks like Ultratech Cements, Z Entertainment, and Vedanta. While in terms of losers, Infosys, PPCL, and Bharti Infratel were the top losers. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Canara Bank, Mindtree, RBL Bank, and NIT Technologies, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Biocon, NMDC, BPCL, as well as HPCL. Now, let's look at the stocks which were in news. The first stock that we have on the list is HCC. In fact, the HCC share price gained 4% after its joint venture company received the Delhi Metro orders. Now, the share price of telecom equipment maker ITI rallied by 13% after the state-owned company reported impressive numbers for the quarter ended December 2019. GM Breweries fell 4% after the company reported 16% decline year-on-year in the third quarter net profit, dented by lower revenue and operating income. So, how's the Nifty place in terms of technicals? Well, Nifty made a bullish candle which resembled an inside bar kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In fact, the Nifty bounced back after retesting its 50 days exponential moving average placed at 11,980 and 50 days moving average at 12,023. Well, for the time being, the Nifty appears to be defending its 50 days exponential moving average, whose value is placed at around about 11,980. Now, the consolidation process can be expected to continue as long as Nifty sustains above 11,980 levels, and a weakness will resume if in case it breaks below 11,974 levels. Now, traders are advised to remain neutral on the index till a directional move emerges on either side of the direction. Now, three levels to watch out for in Thursday's trading session would be 12,052 and 12,200 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.